This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we are super excited about this. I don't know about you, Gavin, but I've never done anything like this before.
No one has.
I don't think anyone has. Friday morning at 7 a.m., we are going to do our first ever Wake Up Call Town Hall. What we're going to do is we're going to get rid of the music, and for a whole hour from 7 to 8 a.m., we're going to have guests on the Wake Up Call to talk about some stuff that's happening with the coronavirus, including one person that we are going to talk to that has the coronavirus. Not only him, but his family, who is still waiting for test results to confirm that they, in fact, do have the coronavirus, but they have all of the symptoms. They have all of the issues that you have with the coronavirus. We're going to talk to them, and we're going to ask them questions on how they found out that they had this, what were the onset of how they felt leading up to it, and the fact that they've been waiting for almost 2 weeks to get the test results back. And this is just to confirm through test results that they have the coronavirus.
We're also going to be talking to local and civic leaders, people from the medical field, people from commerce,
right,
to answer questions that you may have.
Now, if you have any suggestions on who you'd like us to talk to, we would love to hear them. You can text them in at 73389. But Friday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., we're doing our first ever Wake Up Call Town Hall. We're going to replay it Friday night at 6 o'clock, so you can hear it again just in case you missed it. But we think this is important, especially for listeners of the Wake Up Call. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday, and I think we need to keep saying it, that this affects young people just as much as it affects old people. And if you're between the ages of, well, let's say if you're under 25, you need to take this as seriously as everyone else is. And I know you're thinking, they're blowing this out of proportion. This is a government conspiracy. I mean, insert excuse here. But listen, it is really important that you just follow the rules. We want to be out of this as fast as you do. If you follow the rules and stay inside and follow the orders that are given, we're going to get through this so much faster, and we're going to come out on the other side. And Gavin, you actually read something yesterday. There was a quote about at the end of this, if you feel that it wasn't necessary, then it's done its job.
It was, I'm paraphrasing the quote. It was from a doctor that said, a successful stay-at-home quarantine will feel like it was for nothing.
Perfect.
Exactly.
And you cannot... There's no better way to describe it. So, listen, if you're under the age of 25, if you're still hanging out with your friends, which, by the way, I'm to the point now that if I see on your Insta story that you're with other people, I'm going to start calling you out.
As you should. I heard...
And everyone else should be doing that, too. If you see people on Instagram that are with other people and they're having like, oh, we're just having drinks or we're playing board games... Call them out.
Yep. I was listening to an interview this morning from a doctor in New York where it is out of control. The coronavirus is out of control in New York. And he said after 9/11, we had signs up all over the city that said, if you see something, say something. Mm-hmm. He said, this should be no different. If you see people not taking this seriously and not, he's like, if you see it, say something.
Yeah.
Say something to them. publicly shamed them. He's like, if people are not going to take it seriously, then we're not going to get through this.
100%.
I couldn't agree more. If you see kids at a playground playing, say something.
Right.
Shout it from your car if you're too embarrassed to go walk by. Let them know that that is not acceptable.
You do not need to be hanging out right now. You don't need to have a drinking party at your house with your friends. Well, it's only four friends.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care if it's two friends.
If they don't live with you, no.
100%. If they do not live in your house, they do not need to come over to your house. Okay. Now that we've said that,
there's some good news in the world.
There is some good news in the world. This is a cool story. A couple in Arkansas who had waited years to have a baby, they had to cancel their gender reveal party, which, by the way, I think we're kind of over the hump of gender reveals at this point.
Right.
They're getting a little too much. Their friends improvised, and so after the couple revealed that they're having a baby girl, people held a drive-by party with pink balloons and streamers.
That's nice.
Perfect.
That's exactly fine.
How you do it.
Totally. You want another good story?
Please do.
Okay, so if you can see this if you want, text the word fish, F-I-S-H, to 73389. Because Venice, specifically Italy, has been on shelter-in-place quarantine. No one is allowed to leave their homes.
Right.
For so long now, the pollution in the canals of Venice has gone so far down that for the first time since photographs were invented,
wow,
you can see the fish swimming in the canals.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's crystal clear. It's absolutely incredible to see, like, this old ass city with this crystal clear water. Not only can you see the fish, you can see, like, the history down at the bottom of the canal.
And the reason why it had been so polluted was because of what? Boats and stuff like
that?
Well,
it's a city. Right. I mean, it's a city just like any other city, but the streets are water.
Here's another story. So, you know, we are very upset that so many people have had to lose their jobs or are furloughed or whatever is happening during this time, especially if you work and you want to help, but you can't because your company has let you go. Strip clubs are no exception.
Right.
There is a strip club in Oregon called the Lucky Devil Lounge. They were forced to close to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Well, they've decided to, the owner of the club has decided to venture on to a new idea called Boober Eats, which is a home delivery service where the strippers will deliver hot food to your door, and they will be scantily clad. They do it from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., and they offer the full menu options from the Lucky Devil Lounge, all at the same prices. Delivery rates are generally $30, depending on the distance from the lounge. So if you need some chicken fingers, some steak bites, or mini corn dogs, these strippers will show up, all driven and escorted by a security guard, of course. And, of course, in true coronavirus fashion, there's no touching the dancers.
What I don't get about the Boober Eats thing is that they ring your doorbell and then back away from the door.
Right.
And then they're standing there in booty shorts and nipple pasties holding your food, or your food maybe already at your doorstep. And then do you just like open it? Is it just like a regular DoorDash where you just open it and say, thank you, and then shut the door? What was the point of that?
I think so.
So that you could almost see a boob for a second?
Right.
Have you met the internet?
Right. You know, the DoorDashes that I have had, I barely make eye contact with the guy that's delivering my food. And I do that because I would feel ashamed knowing that I spent a stupid amount of money, double the price that I normally would pay by going and getting it. But the fact that they're just showing up at your door, they're not going to come inside.
No. They're not going to take anything off at the door.
They're going to be at least 6 feet away.
Yeah. Do they dance?
I would hope so.
Just give me a little dance.
Yeah, just give me a little bit. Just give me the chicken fingers and a little dance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.